This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, February 7th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Here's an encouraging development for conservative pro-lifers. The FBI has announced a $25,000 reward for information leading to the arrests of pro-abortion vandals who damaged pro-life centers following the May 2, 2022 publication of the leaked Dobbs decision, which was set to overturn Roe v. Wade. FBI Director Christopher Wray said, quote, "Today's announcement reflects the FBI's commitment to vigorously pursue investigations into crimes against pregnancy resource centers, faith-based organizations, and reproductive health clinics across the country," end quote. Anyone with information is asked to call 1-800-CALL-FBI. Two individuals, 27-year-old Caleb Freestone and 23-year-old Amber Smith Stewart, have been arrested in connection with the vandalism of three pro-life pregnancy centers in Florida. The Federal Reserve moved dovish last week with a meager 0.25% increase on the benchmark interest rate, reports Kiplinger. The average 30-year mortgage rate is on the rise again. It's now at 6.4%. The annual interest payment on the federal debt is up to $850 billion for this year's budget, over double what it was in 2008. That's about 15% of the federal budget. The New York Times covered Pope Francis's visit to the Congo and South Sudan in Africa, in the company of Church of England head Justin Welby and the Scottish Presbyterian Church moderator Ian Greenshields. The Pope spoke of his approval of homosexual civil unions and encouraged the acceptance of homosexuality by the African states, reports Politico.com. In addition, the Church of Scotland approves of homosexual faux marriage. In fact, Greenshields said, quote, "Jesus never turned anyone away," end quote. Welby told the New York Times that, quote, "the issue had split his own church and would be our main topic of discussion," end quote, at the Church of England's bishops' meeting this week. However, the African Christian leaders have a different take on the matter. Archbishop Daniel Dang Bull, the former primate of the South Sudanese Episcopal Church, told the New York Times, quote, "we are against it and we don't want it. I'm telling you, it is a sin," end quote. Isaiah 56 verses 10 through 12 describes bad spiritual leaders. The prophet said, "His watchmen are blind. They are all without knowledge. They are all silent dogs. They cannot bark. They are shepherds who have no understanding. They have all turned to their own way." By God's mercies, California's lengthy drought has been interrupted by huge snowfalls this year, reports the Epoch Times. The Sierra Nevada snowpack sits at a 40-year high. Thus far, since October 1, 2022, California's precipitation has hit 18 inches for the year to date. That's close to the historic high of 23 inches, and it's 200% over the historic average for the Golden State. In the providence of God, a massive earthquake registering 7.8 on the Richter scale hit southern Turkey and northern Syria early Monday morning, killing over 4,300 people. Another aftershock, registering 7.5, followed up several hours later. It was the strongest to hit the nation since 1939, when a similar earthquake killed 30,000 people. This would be the most powerful earthquake to hit the world since the 2010 Haitian earthquake, which claimed at least 100,000 lives. The 2023 Grammys Award ceremony celebrated artists and songs featuring transgenderism, Satanism, and profanity, referring to the Grammys' satanic performance. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas tweeted that it was, quote, "evil," end quote. And other conservative commentators called it a, quote, "mockery of Christianity," end quote. The show attracted only 12 million viewers, down from 40 million in 2012. 1 John 2, verse 17 reminds us that the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. Thankfully, last week, Christian-based films made a splash at the box office. The Left Behind Rise of the Antichrist film received $3.5 million, and The Chosen Season 3 finale closed at about $5.2 million. That's roughly 9% of the total U.S. box office receipts for last week. And finally, for men who will pop the question and propose marriage at a Cracker Barrel restaurant on Valentine's Day, the restaurant chain will give them a chance at winning free meals for a year, reports The Blaze. That's a value of $2,000. Contestants must upload a publicly viewable video depicting the proposal sometime between February 10th and 16th, 2023. Entrants must also include a description of why they proposed at the restaurant, along with the hashtags I said yes at Cracker Barrel and contest. Also, they must tag Cracker Barrel's Instagram account. And that's the worldview on this Tuesday, February 7th in the year of our Lord 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.